5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
There is no other institution that has the ability, uniquely.
Without a heritage, every generation starts over.
Ask not.
To remind the current regime.
What your country.
We the people tell the government what it is allowed to do.
To get back in their box and stay there.
Liftoff.
From the Heritage Foundation, this is Heritage Explains.
George Mason is sometimes referred to as the forgotten founder. Among names like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, it would be hard for any of us to stand out. But Mason, perhaps now best known as the namesake of Virginia's George Mason University, was an accomplished man in his own day. He was a staunch supporter of states and individual rights. In fact, he was the writer of the Virginia Bill of Rights, which was used as the template for the National Bill of Rights. He was a close friend of Thomas Jefferson and a passionate abolitionist. But out of George Mason's great body of work, I want to call attention to one quote in particular. In the debates of the Federal Convention of 1787, he said the following: "No point is of more importance than that the right of impeachment should be continued. Shall any man be above justice? Above all, shall that man be above it who can commit the most extensive injustice?" And his words must have been appreciated by others, because our modern constitutional government does indeed include the ability for Congress to impeach officials. And right now, there's an effort on Capitol Hill to impeach one such official, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, over his apparently deliberate mishandling of the border crisis. To help us understand why this is happening, I sat down with Laura Rees, Director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. Laura Rees, welcome back to Heritage Explains.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So today we are talking about something that we at the Heritage Foundation have been talking about for a while, and that is the impending impeachment of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. So can you give us, for our listeners maybe who have not been super in on the issue, who is Alejandro Mayorkas? Why is he being impeached?
So Alejandro Mayorkas is the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he started during the Biden administration in that role in February of 2021. And he has been an integral player as part of the open border agenda for this administration. He was, under President Obama, the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. And prior to that role, he was the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services at during the Obama administration as well. So he is intimately familiar with these issues. He has formerly been on the board of HIAS, Hebrew Immigrant and Advocacy Services, an NGO that is very involved in carrying out these open border operations. So he is a true ideologue when it comes to this and an expert. He knows what he's been doing.
So can you kind of trace us through how has the impeachment process proceeded and where are we now?
So the House put forth two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Article 1 was for a willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law, and the second article was a breach of public trust. And the House successfully passed those articles. So Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached by the House. Today, those articles of impeachment will be taken over to the Senate for the Senate to hold a trial, which under the Constitution is their role. But we are getting lots of reports that Senator Schumer and Senate Democrats and even some Senate Republicans do not wish to hold a real impeachment trial, and they're going to pursue some tactic to quickly dismiss this, whether that's to table it or to just outright dismiss it.
So what would we like to see happen once the bill goes into the Senate?
Americans deserve a real, full impeachment trial. Secretary Mayorkas has violated the laws, ignored laws, and lied about it. He's lied under oath to Congress. He's lied to the American people many times. and he's endangered Americans. You can draw a direct line between American deaths, including the most notable recent one of Laken Riley, a young student who was murdered while out jogging on the campus of University of Georgia by an illegal alien who was let in, paroled in violation of the law under this administration. And unfortunately, her case is all too familiar. If weekly or even daily cases, we are learning about criminals at the hands of illegal aliens who have come in during the Biden administration, and Americans are fed up. This is the number one issue for Americans right now, border security. And Secretary Mayorkas is not just doing the bidding or doing this at the direction of President Biden. If that were the case and he disagreed with it, he should have resigned, but he hasn't. And so he absolutely warrants impeachment, and Americans deserve a trial to see the evidence because he's been so deceitful about his operations.
So once this trial plays out and the Senate votes, would maybe vote in favor of impeaching Mayorkas, what would then happen?
If the Senate were to pass or to convict Secretary Mayorkas, then he would be removed from office. It requires 2/3 of the Senate, though. And so based on the breakdown of the Senate, I don't foresee that happening. Nonetheless, they have a constitutional duty to hold a trial, and they should do that and reveal the evidence of what he has been doing in terms of violating the law, multiple laws, and endangering Americans.
There have been a number of objections from folks on both sides of the aisle towards moving forward with this impeachment. Then there are a number of objections. One of them is that there are no evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors as laid out in the articles of impeachment. What would you say to that?
Well, I think it's intellectually dishonest for many of these members. It's long been established that when it comes to impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors is not limited to criminal offenses. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel found that whether high crimes and misdemeanors are limited to criminal offenses back in 1974, and they gave a resounding no. And that view has been confirmed by the House of Representatives in multiple impeachments, whether it was President Nixon, Clinton, and even Trump. So again, those members are being dishonest about that. Impeachment is about a category of offenses that subvert the system of government. And when you have a secretary who is picking and choosing which immigration laws to follow, which to enforce, which to ignore, and working around the visa system, the legal system that Congress has put in place, that is absolutely a subversion of our system of government.
What about those who would say that, okay, well, Mayorkas is a member of the existing presidential administration. What's to prevent this from creating a precedent of Congress just removing willy-nilly members of opposing administrations?
Well, our founders created impeachment for a reason. I mean, it is a valuable tool, and it's not just for presidents. It is also for cabinet officials. It hasn't been used frequently for cabinet officials, but nonetheless, it is a tool. And I think we have seen in the time and effort and investigation and reporting that the House, particularly the Committee on Homeland Security in the House, has taken to establish the evidence and the case against Mayorkas. It is not done willy-nilly. It is not a quick and just a political effort. It has rarely been used. And so what this comes down to is bad optics for the Democrats. That is how the White House has been operating, and now that is how the senators are operating and trying to dismiss this. They know they are vulnerable on border security. They know that Secretary Mayorkas is not credible. They don't want to defend him in public. And so this is their response to just quickly sweep it under the rug and move on. But the problem is, again, it's the number one issue for Americans for a reason. Americans want to be safe. They don't want to be threatened by known and suspected terrorists, the criminal aliens that are being let into this country, not just paroled in by this administration, but the nearly 2 million known gotaways who have also come in through this open border. And so senators are not representing their constituents. They are not fulfilling their duty under the Constitution if they just dismiss this trial.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Laura Rees for her contribution to today's episode. You can follow her on X at @Laura_Rees. You can also find more about the border crisis and the Mayorkas impeachment by going to heritage.org. And thanks, as always, to you for listening to Heritage Explains. If you have any thoughts or feedback for us, we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach out to heritageexplains@heritage.org. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Heritage Explains is brought to you by more than 500,000 members of the Heritage Foundation. It's written and produced by Mark Ghani, Lauren Evans, and John Popp.